As India is holding the world's largest democratic election, the country's Muslim vote is considered vital. The single largest religious minority is said to play a decisive role in about 100 of the 543 constituencies. 140 million people, that is 14% of the population of India, are Muslims.
I think the Muslims will vote in substantial numbers to try to defeat the BJP wherever they can. And I think this is what we saw yesterday in UP and in Delhi.
Although most of the country's Muslims have been loyal to the ruling Congress party, but over the past two decades, the party's support among this minority has eroded significantly, as many of the Muslims feel that successive Congress governments have failed them.
There is a growing fear amongst Muslims about Modi becoming Prime Minister because of his record in Gujarat and the fact that over the last 1 year of campaign, he has not bothered to reach out to the Muslims at all, make any kind of sympathetic overture or any expression of regret for what happened in Gujarat in 2002.
According to government reports, Muslims in India continue to remain economically disadvantaged. Press TV interviews with local Muslims, especially women, showed divisions among voters. For most of them, poverty, unemployment, and education are the major issues, which no political party has fulfilled after gaining power. However, despite all the shortcomings and violent past, they said they will vote for change.
Analysts say it will be an uphill task for BJP to woo Muslim voters nationwide. This is because the party's controversial prime ministerial candidate Narendra Modi is blamed for one of the worst sectarian riots in the country's history, the riots that have already left hundreds of Muslims killed in the state of Gujarat. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.